You are tuned in to the GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission. This is your Great Commission transmission.
At GCTNetwork.com.
This is your Great Commission transmission. This is your Great Commission transmission.
This is Youth Challenge Today for March 15th, 2013. Youth Challenge Today is part of the Great Commission Transmission Network, using new media and social networking to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. To find out more and to partner with us, visit us at gctnetwork.com. Welcome to Youth Challenge Today, the very first episode. I'm Michael.
I'm Josh.
I'm JD.
Yes, this is the show where we are going to explore the things that challenge you in your day-to-day life, as well as equipping you to rise to the call of following Jesus. This is your Youth Challenge Today.
This is your Great Commission transmission.
All right, and guys, this is our very first episode. Let's tell everybody just a little bit about ourselves. We don't have to go into too much detail because as the show progresses, more episodes come under our belts. People will learn a little bit more about us. I'll start off. I've been a Christian for about 30 years, and I'm actually older than that. But I'm the father of one of four and husband to one. I'm a recording engineer.
You don't want to get that backwards.
You
started to say I'm the father, of one and the husband of four.
I started. I think I corrected myself. Yes, I have four kids and one wife. How about that? We'll just say that. I'm a recording engineer by trade, and I have been broadcasting on the internet for a little over 6 years now. And I'm running this shindig right now today, Youth Challenge Today. Josh.
I'm Josh. I've got a beautiful one wife and two girls, twin daughters, about almost 3 years old. I'm youth minister. I've been broadcasting on the internet for about 2 minutes now, so we'll get started.
All right, Ed, JD.
This is JD Schwartz. I've been a youth minister now for 11 years. I'll have been at Chapel Hill for almost eight coming April, but I'm most proud of my wife, Amy Lynn Porter Schwartz, and then Lane and Abigail are my two children.
All right. Hey, and there's something, you two guys know each other.
Sort of.
Unfortunately, we were the one of the five children of two parents.
There you go. Yes, they are brothers. We have Josh and JD with us. And, you know, what are we going to do for the very first episode here? That's a hard thing to decide on a first episode.
Well, to get the conversation started on our first show, today we're going to be looking at some of the lessons and the topics that were addressed a few weekends ago at the Challenge Youth Conference in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And we'll have Lonnie Jones and Matt Hupel on in a few minutes to talk about what the weekend is all about. But first, we wanted to do a quick recap of the challenges that were thrown down and thrown out to the youth at the convention.
I'm really excited to get to talk to Lonnie and Matt here in just a few moments, but let's kick off what happened at CYC on Friday night. Kyle Butt, a great speaker with a powerful lesson on our teens being the church of today. He challenged us because really there is no such thing as the church of yesterday or the church of tomorrow. It's only the church today. There's no distinction as to age or importance or capability, but the fact that God can use everyone. In fact, Kyle challenged us to remember that many of the biggest things done in Scripture were done by young people.
Amen.
You can think of some of those probably yourself. Of course, David and Goliath obviously would come to mind. How about Samuel in the temple? How about Jesus at 12 years old claiming that he already needed to be about his father's business? The phrase, "I'm just a kid," basically needs to be outlawed from the vocabulary of a Christian who is a teenager. There's just no such thing.
And then on Saturday, the question, why are we able to brush off the gospel story as just old news that we don't pay attention to? That's the question Kyle posed Saturday morning. The answer, according to Kyle, is that we have a hard time actually picturing Jesus as a man. I mean, sure, we acknowledge mentally that Jesus was a man, but at the same time, he was God. And therefore, we just can't picture him sitting next to us somewhere like CYC. But the truth is that while Jesus was God, in some way we can't fully understand, he was also completely human. He got tired, he got hungry, he got frustrated, he bled, he sweat, and he had body odor when he did sweat. And yes, Jesus had his diaper changed as a baby just like the rest of us. And that's just hard to picture. But if Jesus did all that, then the Bible says Jesus was also tempted just like we are. But while Jesus was a man and lived a life just like us, he did it right, and he's the only one that's ever done it right. In order to really understand the power of the gospel, we've got to understand that Jesus wasn't just God in the disguise of a man like Superman in the disguise of Clark Kent. He actually let go of his godness and became a human being with all of the weaknesses that come with it. And that means the phrase, "Jesus can't understand what I'm going through," should also be removed from the vocabulary of a Christian.
Hey, Michael, did you hear the one about the old cowboy, the young cowboy, and the bowl of vomit?
Well, no.
Pretty disgusting, right? That's the joke that David Shannon led off with for the second session on Saturday morning to remind us of the times that God illustrates just how disgusting it is when we choose to turn away from him. It's like a dog returning to its vomit. And then from the book of Revelation, we're told that folks who try to live with one foot in the door and one foot in the world are described as the lukewarm Christians. They make God want to vomit us out of his mouth. Pretty graphic, right? Of course, after grabbing our attention with that, David went on to be very clear about the one way to the Father. Jesus said it as plain as can be said when he said, "I am the door, and I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." Jesus was very clear about being the exclusive way to the Father and about being the Son of God. David wrapped up with a haunting tale of a photographer that forgot to prepare for his departure on an expedition in Alaska, and he died a pretty miserable death because of that. If we have heard Jesus claim to be the door and the one way to the Father, we should probably make better preparations for our departure as well.
And then Saturday night, we got to hear from one of CYC's favorites, Lonnie Jones. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been a murderer?
No,
an adulterer?
No.
A thief? Child molester, or a rapist? Chances are your answer is no to every one of these situations. Unfortunately, the woman in John chapter 8 was caught in adultery, and she was dragged to Jesus as the religious leaders of the day wanted nothing more than to use her sin to trap Jesus. They shamed her, but Jesus saved her. And though you said no to what we would call the big sins, have you ever told a lie? Thought of lust, told a vulgar joke, or cheated on a test, or just disobeyed your parents? To these, you'll probably answer yes, and it's for this reason that we all need a Savior. No matter, absolutely, no matter what the sin is that's in our life, the perceptual size of the sin, it's sin, and it brings shame, and it requires a Savior. And then enter Jesus. Without Jesus, we deserve to die, but with Jesus, death is defeated. His blood washes away our sins, and his compassionate grace gives us life. He is the Savior of the world.
Lonnie then wrapped us up on Sunday morning in our day of worship to the Lord. He did what he does best. He told stories. He drove home the message of Jesus as a friend by looking specifically at his friendship with Peter. Jesus told Peter he was going to deny him in the next couple of hours, and in the very next breath confronted Peter and let him know that he was going to prepare a place for him and would come back to get him. To drive home the point of his love and concern with Peter, we have the story of Jesus reinstating Peter after Jesus was raised from the dead by asking him three times, "Peter, do you love me?" Jesus never had to ask Peter if Peter knew whether or not Jesus loved him. He already had shown that. He's already shown us that as well. We get the same question put to us once we know God's love and friendship toward us. And the challenge then becomes, "Do you love me?"
Wow. Every single one of those subjects we can talk about in depth on this show alone, that just gave us fodder for a half a year's worth of shows, so I appreciate that. And next year, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with my two kids that went this last year. They had a great time. You know, especially that Superman reference. My second youngest is all about Superman right now, and we can really use that as a teaching tool. But before we go any further, we're going to get Matt and Lonnie on the phone here real quick, but I think that we should go to the Lord in prayer. Our holy God and Father in heaven, we thank you for the abilities that you gave us, the intellect that we have, that we can create technology such as this that us three can use in order to further the borders of your kingdom. We pray that your word will be blessed as it goes out to all the listeners here today and afterwards. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, and on the phone from CYCOnline.com, we have Matt Huppel. Matt, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. All How right. are you doing today?
We're great. We're having a good time here. We also have joining you and us the one and only Lonnie Jones from Keeping Up with Jones.us. Lonnie.
Top of the morning to you on St. Patty's weekend.
What up, Lonzo?
He actually sounds like there should be a pot of gold nearby, which is fitting for as many stature jokes as he cracks when he preaches.
Wow. Yes. We have Matt via Skype, a Skype connection, and then we use Skype to call Lonnie on his cell phone. So that's why his quality is just a bit, little bit lower. Okay, Matt, tell us,
sir.
What's the history and the purpose of CYC?
Well, I guess it was, you know, the brainchild of Larry Davenport, who's on the board with us, did a lot of planning and research and trying to provide an activity for teenagers that they can go to and kind of just be able to hear the gospel in a setting that's easy to listen to with and have a great time with it.
Absolutely. How many years have you been involved?
I've been involved since 2004. It started out in the year 2000 was the first year, and it used to be held at Pigeon Forge instead of the convention center when we only had about 320 something for the first year. So you can see, you know, the Lord has blessed this. It has grown and continues to grow.
Amen. How many folks showed up this last year?
Well, it's really hard to get a specific number. I know that kind of sounds strange when you have registration and you have all this other stuff, but we counted 10,000 and change. So when I say change, I mean around maybe 20 or 30 more. So just a few over 10,000 this year.
That is absolutely amazing. And what is your job?
Well, I guess we all have our various responsibilities that we do, but primarily, you know, I'm part of the brainstorming group. We get together and we just start looking at ideas and start throwing out ideas toward each other. And, you know, just part of that planning board to get the theme, to get the speakers, to find out different things that we can do. But my responsibility at the conference is working with the exhibitors. I take care of the colleges of the different exhibitors that come to set up and try to give them the space they need and setting up whatever product they want to give to the kids, if they want to give the backpacks and that kind of thing, and the distribution of that. So that's primarily mine, and it seems to be the last few years, I'm the dude that reads the responses.
A lot of work, but a lot of fun and rewarding.
Hey, and you do a great job with that, Matt. I know that's probably one of the more difficult jobs is trying to get everybody's information out there, and then also, you know, like you just mentioned, the responses at the end of worship. A lot of emotion at the
yes,
end of a night
yes.
like that, or at the end of a worship, and I've always thought you handled that so well. So I really appreciate
thank you.
Hey, be honest, from the exhibitor side of it, which exhibitor just really gets on your nerves and you'd rather not deal with them? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, you're not going to talk me into that one.
Edit.
They're all great. It's just, you know, it's very, it's gotten to be very easy over the last few years, but, you know, it can be a hassle.
Yeah. Well, and I would assume that you actually have probably more of those are trying to contact you as opposed to the other way around by this point, right?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I have never contacted anybody.
Wow, that's awesome.
We have, you know, we're hit. I've already got phone calls this year for next year.
That's great.
Just kind of keep a running tab of difference. We set up about close to 40 tables this year. And just a lot of different avenues of people from the universities. We've had universities come from Colorado. You know, we've had groups come from West Virginia Bible Camp to set up a display. So just a lot of people want to get some advertisement, know there's a lot of teens there, and think that's a good way to do it.
That's awesome. Okay, speaking of Superman, let's go over to Lonnie Jones. Lonnie, how long have you been involved with CYC?
I think the first time they invited me to be a guest there was in 2001.
2001, so very...
It's 1 year in.
1 year in. Okay, and so when you go, what does CYC mean to you?
It is an opportunity to talk to a gathering of young people and talk to them in depth. It's not this fluffy stuff. Sometimes you go speak at a youth rally, and you know, they want you to kind of water it down because the kids you know, they want to be entertained. And you can go to CYC and talk in depth about real stuff, about real life changing issues. And it's just an amazing thing to be able to do.
Absolutely. So when you are preparing, you are able to go to a whole new territory other than what maybe the constraints of a normal church, quote, church building setting?
It's the theme is always an in-depth challenge. It's not just, you know, hey, be a good kid. It's treat Jesus as Lord and make a commitment in your life to live differently. And it just seems like it. A deeper message.
Right. And everybody that has met you or have heard you speak knows that you are a no-nonsense kind of a fella. So,
but by no-nonsense, he means like arm bars, judo moves, stuff like that.
Yeah.
you know, with the gospel.
That's a hobby of mine, and I hang out with some guys who are predators and on the food chain, but, you know, nobody even knows my name in that world. It's just a hobby I have and a reputation I get.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right. So, guys, Brothers Schwartz, what are some of the things that you wanted to talk about more in depth about the things that took place at CYC 13?
Well, I'd like to know, Matt, what was the thought that went into the theme this year and putting the lessons together and that sort of thing? What led to where y'all wanted to go this year, and what were you hoping to get out of it?
Well, I mean, we achieved our goal was to get Jesus out there, and we wanted it to be simplistic. You know, we can, like Lonnie said, you get all these youth rallies, and you can have so much fluff with things that you really lose touch with what the true nature of the message needs to be. And, you know, when we met last year, I think it was in May last year, and you know, the direction, we really don't know the direction when we get in there. We've all prayed about it. We've all got our own various ideas. And Larry's good about bringing a big notebook, I guess it's that you set on an easel with a dry erase marker. And we probably use up about 50 to 60 pages just of brainstorming. Anybody that's got an idea, I don't care what the idea is, we throw it up there. And with the way, you know, the four of us work together so well, it just kind of narrows itself down naturally. Yeah. And, with how more simplistic than can you get than Jesus?
Right.
And trying to make him real to us, because, you know, we're, you know, 2,000 years removed from the life that he lived on this planet. And with the different things that are being taught about him now, we need the truth. And we just wanted to present Jesus in a way that was real to us, that he does walk around with us, that he is part of my life, that he's next to me right now, and he's next to you where you are. And it's somebody that suffered just like we do today and goes through the same challenges that we do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I really appreciate, especially the topic Friday night, the Jesus as a child. That one blew up our group, and we had 50-year-old men who were crying at our youth devotional on Sunday morning.
I did an amazing job with it. I mean, you just don't normally think about, you know, Jesus, you know, having to have his diapers changed or, you know, and falling and skinning his knee just like anybody else does.
Yeah, and just the idea of the youth are not the church of tomorrow, they're the church of today. I think that challenge was heard very loud this year.
You know, I just heard a preacher the other day say that the word tomorrow doesn't appear in the gospel. You know, of course, that's, he's taking liberty there, but what he's saying is there is no tomorrow, it's today.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Hey, Lonnie, you know, I know that you've been working with kids for, what, 30, 60-something years now? Is that right? No, but here's what I wanted to do.
Since 1980.
How many? Since when?
Since 1980.
Since 1980.
See, JD feels safe saying that because we're on the other side of the state border.
Man, I wouldn't say that to my face. Are you kidding me?
And they've never seen 1980.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that to his face. Here's what I wanted to get at, Lonnie. And I say this with all respect and admiration to you. To me, you're one of the best communicators of the gospel to young people. And I thought it'd be neat if you just kind of explained a little bit of how you go into preparing a lesson that is both in depth and engaging, but also, you know, these kids can walk away with something and they feel like it's for them and it's not going over their heads. How do you go about that?
When I first started speaking early on, I was not yet being the girl that I was going to marry. And I would talk about topics at church, and she'd come out and she'd smile and she'd say, "You told us what we were doing wrong, but you didn't tell us how to fix it. You wasted our time."
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the one I married. But anyway, I decided to try to figure out how I could make things practical, because Christianity has to have relevance to the present human condition, or basically we're just touting a lot of creeds and a lot of rules. And so I wanted to learn how to make Christianity apply to life. And being exposed to some guys at Harding, a guy named James Walter taught us in some classes about a thing he called task theology. And that was that all the New Testament letters were written from the standpoint that Paul is writing to a mission field church, telling them how to use an attitude from Jesus to solve various problems. And so basically you start looking at the stories in the Bible and the documents that are preserved there by inspiration as a problem-solving tool. And then basically you just try to figure out what concept this tool can be applied to. So when I study a text, I try to find the fact. That is the storytelling. You know, who, what, when, where, how many. You know, there's always a full moon at Passover. Just all the historical setting you can get from it. And then from there, the facts lead to concepts, and the concepts lead to applications.
Awesome.
And I'm not a very complicated person, so my preaching is very simple.
Let me tack on a question to that. Since we know that there is nothing that we can do or say that will, that can force somebody to accept the gospel, right? They have to be, that has to come from God. How do you balance that? Obviously, you want to present something that's going to speak to the youth, something that they can understand, but at the same time realizing that it's only the power of God, His Word, that can penetrate the heart.
In the traditional preaching mode, one of my weaknesses would be I'm not a good closer. I think you could get somebody else to speak at CYC and you'd have 300 responses, because you could take advantage of the energy in the room and the weekend, and you could appeal to people's emotions. But I have found out over the years that, you know, when 300 kids are baptized at camp, next year you've got 25 of those kids left.
Yes.
And I want people to be appealed to, these are the facts, these are the things that apply to my life, and I'm going to make a decision that has nothing to do with what you expect me to do, but with what God expects me to do.
Amen.
People who make those decisions make lifelong, lasting decisions, not a decision based in pure emotion. There's got to be some emotion there, but it's got to be intellect that produces emotion, not emotion that produces emotion. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well said.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we all struggle with that.
And you know, this will sound bad, but as a quote unquote psychologist, if I couldn't empty the seat in an auditorium every time I open my mouth, I wouldn't be very good at what I do. But it's not about emptying the seats; it's about changing the hearts. Right. And responses are not counted by how many people walk down an aisle.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, I remember one time you said that, and I think this kind of goes to what Michael was saying. How do you remove yourself and let God do the work? I always thought it was neat. The one story you told, or maybe you just mentioned it in a conversation with me one time, was that that you never finished a lesson until you went and ran on it and talked to God about it. You still doing that?
Yes. When I get ready to. What will happen is these guys will be kind enough, you know, let's suppose they're kind enough to invite me back to CYC. They usually call me about August. They give me a topic.
Gotcha.
I begin to collect verses. I begin to collect illustrations. I begin to collect things and put them in a folder. And eventually I sit those out and I start organizing them. And then when I get the, you know, here's where I'm going to start, here's where I'm going to finish. Once I get it gelled there, then at some point I'm going to go for a 3.5 mile run and, just go through that in my mind. And it kind of gels.
I think that's awesome. That's probably something that more of us youth workers, preachers, teachers need to remember is whatever. It doesn't matter what we put together. If God's not a part of it, it's not what he wants it to be. So I really appreciate that from you.
And I heard somebody one time, and I borrowed it from them, and it's been my prayer a number of times, is that when I pray about a lesson, and even the last steps I take before I get on a stage, is I pray a prayer, dear Lord, please help this not to be about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And
Hey Matt. You heard our recaps of the lessons over the weekend, and we have to be honest, I missed a couple because of twin daughters, so we had to look online for some of them. But based on the recaps that you heard us give, I know working with bringing in speakers and trying to communicate what you want them to get across, and then what they actually get across and what people hear is a little bit different. So was there? What was the challenge that you thought got through very well? And this is going to be awkward because Lonnie's right here. And then what was it maybe that that maybe you wanted kids to hear or to be challenged with when you were planning that maybe you wished didn't get missed but would have been hit a little bit harder on?
Well, you know, we've worked with Lonnie and, you know, for a long time with it. And, you know, to be honest, when we look at planning this, there are several times where we look and we say, not just with Lonnie, but we'll say, man, Lonnie's going to nail that.
Right.
You know, we know exactly where he's going to go with that. In our minds, we're thinking he'll do something around this way or this way. And then we'll say other times, you know, man, David Shannon's going to eat that up right there. You know, and we kind of falls into place that these guys, their personalities fit the lessons. And you know, I think that's God blessing it for us and showing us that, you know, the personality has a lot to do with the presentation.
Sure.
You know, the message is the same, but if we can get the right personality to proclaim that message, it's going to be well received and heard and accepted.
I think that's neat. I've always noticed that, you know, Lonnie seems to be the one mainstay, I think because of his ability to communicate, but then you've got David Shannon, Dan Chambers, Kyle Butt, and I know I would leave any out if I kept going, but you know, the ones that I thought really you know, as far as really fit the speaker this year was the two that Kyle did. You know, his ability to I guess maybe take it from more of a logical, I don't know, you just, I guess because I know Kyle a little bit more, you know, personally, that just seemed, his approach seemed to really hit those lessons, you know, Jesus the child, Jesus the man. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, and we wanted, you know, Kyle kind of fell into place with that too. We were trying to think of an apologetics way of doing it. And, you know, when you think apologetics, you can't help but think of Apologetics Press. And when you think of that, you can't help but think of Kyle.
Right.
And it just, you know, so happened Kyle moved in our area here in Florence with us. And it just made it convenient for us to talk to. I took him to lunch and we talked about it. And, you know, he really, when he got the ideas for what we wanted, he took it and ran with it in a way that worked. You know, you asked, you know, what are the challenges that were overlooked? There weren't any. And every year when we meet back, we think, well, did that guy do what we asked him to do? And it's overwhelmingly, yeah, they did. You know, it just fits perfect.
And if they don't hit it, you just can them, never ask them back.
That's right. So if you have never been asked back to speak, you flop. No. That's not it at all. And just for the record, Lonnie, you can go on and clear your calendar for the next 20 years or so, as long as I'm a part of it. You know, we still plan on using you. Well, what are you? Did JD say you were 60? So that'd make we'll see about,
you know,
I'm 20 years.
I'm laughing at JD. He's a funny man 100 miles away.
Hey, look, man, you wore me out this year at CYC. I owe you a couple or 10.
Yeah, you actually did. In fact, I started to say, hey, I'd like to say, just go on record, I've got a radio face. I know JD Schwartz doesn't, but I just thought I just leave that alone.
Killing me, man. Killing me, Smalls.
Hey, I have a couple of questions, and one of them is, I think that we have probably got a lot of people that listen to this show that haven't had the opportunity to go to CYC, very interested, and so we would send them over to cyconline.com. Now, Matt, what can they find any audio or any video clips from CYC Online?
The audio lessons are there, and we're working at putting some maybe not all of them this year, but some of the videos up to do that. And there's a lot of pictures online. We have a Facebook page, a Twitter page, a Twitter feed, or whatever Twitter is, have a lot of pictures from people out there, and you can go to the website and just find out about our mission and what we do, get the lessons, and any comments. If you got anything you'd like to comment, you like the way this happened, we're always looking for feedback. One of the things with speakers and song leaders is, we're limited. All of us are from locally. And as a matter of fact, I think we all live within 5 miles of each other. And, we all have our jobs, and it's very difficult for us to hear other people outside of, the Tennessee, Alabama area. And, if you've got a speaker, if you've got a guy that's a song leader that you think would be effective and work, let us know. We're always looking for that,
Wonderful. One more question from me is, what is a youngster that's on the fence, what are they going to experience at CYC?
Well, I think our purpose is different than a lot of other youth rallies. For instance, EU, Evangelism University, is one of my most favorite events that I enjoyed going to as a youth minister, carrying kids to. But that's geared more toward an evangelistic mindset, and you just can't bring all of your kids to that. I mean, that's hardcore teaching of reaching people that are on the fringe. And CYC is more along the lines, if you're trying to get your fringe kid involved in that, and you want them to be open and to see spirituality presented in a non-threatening manner, in a friendly way, where there's an atmosphere where they're away from home, and there's you're in God's country, you got the mountains, and I think this was the first year it didn't snow on us somewhat. One day you're wearing shorts, the next day you got an umbrella, and then there's snow the next day. It seems like that's happened to us before. It just enables you to get up there and experience something that you might not have experienced before.
Wonderful. Matt Hupel from Challenge Youth Conference, board member over there. You can follow him on Twitter at CYC Online, or go to the website, cyconline.com. JD.
Hey, I just have one more question for you, Matt, and this may be a little bit too early, but when can we know about the theme for next year?
We're meeting April 6th, 5th and 6th is when we're going to meet and start planning. So hopefully we'll know something close around then. We'll pray about it. We'll let it soak, and we'll get together again in May probably, and hopefully get that out on the website after we get those ideas to the speakers.
Awesome, man. Awesome. We really appreciate y'all's work, and all glory to God for what's happened and taking place.
Absolutely.
At CYC.
And it's fun. It's a whole lot of fun, whole lot of work, but the blessings of it certainly outweigh the work aspect.
Awesome, man. We really appreciate you.
Lonnie Jones, what is coming up next for you, sir?
Well, I have been somewhere every weekend since the second Saturday in January, and I've got this weekend off. I'm going to go climbing as soon as I get off the phone with you guys, and then go bow fishing tonight with Daryl Pickle. And then I'm going to Ohio, and I start back a travel sequence again. So just...
All right.
Been blessed by people inviting me to come and speak, and so that's where I'll go.
And if you don't know Lonnie Jones, you know him a little bit better now, or somewhat, and you're going to want to find out even more about him by going over to his website, keepingupwithjones.us. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Anything else, Brothers Schwartz?
Fellas, thank you for being on. Thanks for doing what you do. We enjoy coming. It's one of the few trips that our group gets excited about and everybody gets on board with. So appreciate you doing it.
I love you guys. Really appreciate y'all.
Oh, and the same here. It's good to hear from you guys. Appreciate you the work on this radio program, and hope for big things out of it.
Well, we hope to have you guys back on sometime real soon. Keep us up to date with what's going on in your lives. And I think there's going to be a lot of good things in the future for you. And hopefully we can help you out. And
well,
so
Josh,
forward to
it. And Matt, you guys know I love you guys and appreciate your friendship over the years and look forward to many, many other times that we can get together.
Yes, sir.
It's all about brethren, isn't it? That's what it is.
Amen. All right, gentlemen, we'll talk to you next time.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right.
That was a good conversation.
Good man.
That is what
awesome guys. Awesome
yes.
guys.
I can't wait until next year because I do plan on going. And I have two kids. I don't know. What is the age cutoff for CYC?
I think it's pretty much 7th through 12th, maybe 6th through 12th.
We sneak a little bit and take 6th graders, but I think it's technically 7th through 12th.
And okay. My rule is for my kids, if parents are going, if they want to take any age kid, they're allowed to go. And I noticed a lot of youngsters running around because their parents are there. And, man, I would absolutely encourage that.
Make it a family ordeal.
Absolutely.
Hey, one of the things that we wanted to talk about for this show, right, was we wanted to kind of follow up and go deeper if there's any questions that teenagers had from this weekend. We've got the Lomax Youth Rally also coming up tonight. And when we want this to be a place where teens can ask questions, can make comments, and want to dig deeper a little bit. So.
Absolutely. The name of the show is Youth Challenge Today, and that fits the three purposes. First, we want to know what is challenging the kids out there. And you contact us and say, hey, I'm having a problem with such and such, or this is going on, or what should I think about this movie, or what should I think about this particular thing that's going on in popular culture? And we'll help you out with that. But we also want to challenge the youth. We want to give you things that you can apply to your day-to-day lives, things that'll help you walk better with Jesus. Or if you are on the fence, you can challenge us with your Bible questions, and we will do our best to answer those. Say, hey, I'm really struggling with this concept or this passage or what have you. Challenge us. This is your youth challenge today. You can call into our voice line. We do have one of those, and it's kind of easy to remember. It's 507-407-GCTN. 507-407-GCTN. So you can say it real quick like
JD's
that.
JD's working on a jingle as we speak.
I can see the gears
jingle,
turning.
Jingle.
Yes. And GCTN, of course, is the acronym for Great Commission Transmission Network. You can follow us on Twitter at GCT Network. So that's twitter.com/GCT Network. Go to the website, GCTnetwork.com. Shoot us an email. Our email for this show is youthchallenge@GCTnetwork. Again, that's youthchallenge@GCTnetwork. But we want you to send those tweets, those emails, those voicemails at 507-407-GCTN. And especially if you send us a voicemail, we'll play it right on the air. And this show is all about you guys.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, our first couple of shows may not be live.
Right.
So be sure you're going ahead and calling in. It doesn't matter what time of day or night. You know, you tweet something, you email something, you call in. We'll try to make sure it's a part of one of our future shows. And then at some point, we will go live.
We absolutely will.
But we'll let you know when that's going to happen. That way, you're ready. If there's something you want to talk about specifically or tweet specifically in a show, we'll be able to have immediate access to that. So be looking forward to that. And we look forward to our radio program growing as far as your involvement and your ability to listen in with us.
Yes, we're going to have, actually on the website, we'll have a chat room there as well. So if you are in our part of the country or the East Coast, you'll have a better chance. Cause I think we're planning on doing this, later in the afternoons, probably on Thursdays. And to begin with, we'll probably do a show every other week until we get things rolling. And once we have, enough material to go, cause again, this is youth focused. So we don't want to just come on here and talk about, issues and whatnot amongst ourselves. We want you involved. So once that's really rolling, then we'll get to a weekly basis, and this train will get moving. The gospel train. That's an old gospel song. I love that stuff. But
back train and get your load.
Hey, tell us again what's coming up.
We've got the Lomax Youth Rally, which is tonight. Starts tonight in Hole-in-Wall, Tennessee. Looking forward to that. Unfortunately, they scraped the bottom of the barrel for a lot of the speakers. About three of the speakers are directly or indirectly related to me and John David, meaning it's me, John David, and our brother-in-law, Barry.
Well, then we will recap that on the next show, see what we can glean from there. And then was there something else that's coming up in the next couple of weeks? No.
Youth rally-wise, we've got a break for a little bit, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, several spring breaks are coming up.
Yes.
And, I would just say, even if you're not having some type of youth event, you know, make sure you're still living for the Lord.
And I really want to get to that Superman reference here in probably the next show, at least dedicate a couple of minutes to it. That's a very important one. So other than that, we are going to remind you again to follow us on Twitter at GCT Network. Call in the voice line, 507-407-GCTN. I'm going to say that as often as I can because I like to. And if you don't have a phone that has any letters on it, that translates to 4286. 507-407-4286. But that doesn't roll off the tongue like 507-407-GCTN, right? All right, and
we're gonna close out with a challenge for today.
Oh, you have one.
I do.
Oh, he's prepared.
Absolutely. I just thought I'd kind of follow up with what we talked about CYC wise, and especially Josh mentioned the one that seemed to hit, you know, as far as really reaching the hearts the most with kids that weekend, was the idea that we are the church of today. And I was just going to close with Paul's remarks to Timothy: let no one look down on you because you were young, but instead in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, be an example to all of us who are believers. And that would be my challenge, that on a daily basis, you're always thinking, you're always doing, you're always acting, loving, and being disciplined in a way that people know you are a member of the Lord's church and that you live for Jesus. That's my challenge.
When the youth get fired up, the church gets fired up.
That's,
and some churches need
right.
some firing up, so I'm calling on youth to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well said, gentlemen. And with that, we will talk to you next time. This has been your Youth Challenge Today.